Nolte, Common Sense Debunks the Left's Gas Stove Hysteria. By John Nolte on January 14, 2023. Common sense and a little knowledge easily debunk the left and the media's latest fashionable hysteria, the so-called threat of gas stoves. Democrats are coming for our children, our guns, our pickup trucks, and now our gas stoves. Using hoaxes about climate change, gun violence, racism, and health, the left's goal is obvious: centralized, authoritarian control. By killing gas-powered appliances, we are all stuck using the centralized electrical grid. We've seen in Blue America where that madness is heading, including control over our thermostats. But, you know, for our own good. Here at Breitbart News, we do our best to debunk this nonsense. So allow me to use a little logic and history to debunk the electric stove hoax. It seems to me, and keep in mind I'm just a regular guy with an average IQ, that at no time in recent history have we had less natural gas burning in our homes. You can go back nearly 200 years with this. Back in the early 19th century, right up until Edison invented the light bulb, countless homes were lit using natural gas by way of gas lamps. So, imagine how much gas was burning and for how long back then. It's nighttime, and you light up the natural gas lights. Result: hours and hours and hours, every night, decade after decade, of gas burning in your home. A century of this, and no one said anything about asthma or cognitive impairment. A few decades ago, I worked as an apartment manager in two separate buildings. I wasn't very good at my job, but I do remember this. Each tiny apartment, maybe 400 square feet, had natural gas burning in them 24/7. You see, each stove had three pilot lights. One for each pair of stovetop burners and one for the oven, which was a bear to light. Year after year after year in that enclosed tiny space, natural gas burned. The pilot lights were about half the size of a dime, but still, it added up. What's more, in homes throughout the country, natural gas burned 24/7 in gas dryers, furnaces, water heaters, and stoves. These appliances all had pilot lights in them. So you could be talking about five or six pilot lights burning 24/7 in a home decade after decade. That's all gone now. There are no pilot lights anymore. Which means a whole lot less gas is burning in the average American home. Unless you own an old appliance, your gas appliance has electronic ignition. This wonderful advancement eliminates the need for a pilot light. I would add that electronic ignition really is a lifesaver. It used to be that if your pilot light went out, you had a deadly gas leak in your house. That risk is now gone. Anyone aware of the past knows how absurd this latest hysteria is. In a few short decades, we have gone from natural gas burning 24/7 in homes by way of pilot lights to natural gas only burning when the appliance is in use. Additionally, most natural gas appliances are vented in some way, so there are no fumes at all. Compare natural gas burning 24/7 in your home to today. The few minutes you use the burners on your stove. That's going to harm your child? If that were the case, kids would have been dropping like flies 50 years ago due to being literally surrounded by a half dozen inescapable pilot lights. The left counts on us to do three things: 1, be ignorant of history; 2, accept the science without question; and 3, use the latest scare as a means to puff ourselves up as morally superior. In other words, be lemmings with each new thing. Fly your Ukraine flag high as you toss out your gas range while wearing a mask. One more thing, there's less gas burning in homes than ever before in history, and we're becoming dumber and dumber. Doesn't that alone debunk this ridiculous hysteria? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.